You're listening to Master Noel and Sir Mark on House of MNSN Radio.
All right, welcome back to House of MNSM. If you'd like to email us, anybody here at all, Boy Neil, Boy Alex, Sir Mark, myself, it's www, whomever you're trying to contact, and Master Noel at House of MNSM. Drop us a line. We love hearing from everybody. If you've got any events you'd like to advertise, if they are a charity event, we're going to give you a little bit more time than if you're just, you know, somebody that's doing something for money. We do like charity events. It's kind of our thing. Okay, so I did promise that we were going to talk about Shannon's nipples. How do we all feel about that?
Yay, nipples.
Yay.
Yeah, well, we never saw them. We know she wears a big fucking padded bra.
Well, I think she needs a bra to hold those things up.
I don't think she has big boobies.
What?
I think she's got a fair bit there.
Well, I guess the only way to find out is she'll have to show us. Hey, Shannon?
She's not in the chat room anymore.
Wow. What do you mean she just sent back, like, the Leather Boy's handbook and said, stuff it? No. No, I would think she has larger breasts.
I don't think they're as big as we think they are.
Really?
No.
Anyways,
I haven't felt them, I don't know.
Anyways, I was trying to put... we couldn't find her nipples last night. It was the most bizarre thing.
It's the bra.
It is. I don't think it's really... It's like a...
But you have the clothespin's way off. Like,
it's been a while since...
Slave and I were looking going, woman's okay, nipples. The nipples aren't there.
No, well, I was... Anyways, I was just... It was more... Yeah, it was more for fun. I didn't know. But then before we left, they said, you're not allowed to take those clips off until I tell you to. She's like, we're leaving. I'm like, yeah, take them off. Oh, somebody, there's one of those things. I found the one I saw on Facebook. It was, the caption was, somebody, one person talked to another, and the person says, well, you must be gay if you support gay rights. The guy turns around and says, I also support animal rights. That doesn't make me a fucking alpaca. I thought it was,
that was good.
Yeah. I thought it was funny. I like that one. Just the word alpaca is funny. It's like, I'll pack it in you.
Oh, yes, of course. Now we get it.
Yeah.
You see, I went a lot further.
Should have just masterized it right from the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. Just as soon as I saw it, I'm like, well, yeah. Wow. Okay, we're good now. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm giggling.
Are you all right?
No. Someone talk.
All right, so the big question was with Shannon last night, should she wear a bra?
Yeah, but the thing was, if the boys aren't allowed to wear underwear, then as a boy, female, she shouldn't be wearing a bra. Actually, we don't let Chomper wear one.
I think Chomper wears one.
She actually, they came to us after and had said, you know what, her back is really, really bad. Do you think that she might be able to? So she does wear it occasionally now.
So she wears what?
But she just, I know she wears it all of the time.
Why are you opening that up now?
It says with balls. I want to see what the balls are.
The balls are right in the middle.
No, go ahead, open it.
You want to smell the fresh penis?
So does a novelty only. Really? Ha ha! Who else is going to find this funny except gays that are going to shove it up their ass?
Oh, wait. Let me take that to work. I'll use this as a paperweight.
Ew. It feels funny. It's greasy.
Oh.
It's a bird.
It's a boomerang. Oh,
yeah. It's all greasy.
It's a cocka boomerang.
It's pre-lubed. Ew. Yeah, it's... And it's,
wow.
And it smells like it was used.
You might put a condom on this just...
I'm just going to tell you, it's really lubricated even in the box, and it opened up without zero problem, which is telling me it wasn't really sealed too good.
Oh.
Yeah, look at all the lube in there.
Ooh, somebody used it already?
It might have been. Feels like it had, like, it's really slippery. Well, I wanted that pamphlet. They were handing out some really cool pamphlets last night, so Sloopy slipped right off the...
Yeah, off the winemaker.
sorry. It was a neat little thing. It was put out by the AIDS Committee in Toronto. They were handing them out last night at the event. And it was really neat because it goes through and how to be safe with kink. And it was like one of those real glossy, well-put-together things. And I learned something, actually, from it. They were covering vaginas and front holes. And I'm like, what the fuck is, like, I thought, isn't that, I just didn't know how to take it. And then there actually was a bit of a glossary in the beginning that explains that some trans female to male that don't have a penis yet,
right?
They call it a front hole. It's not a vagina. It's just their front hole. And I thought,
that makes sense.
It does make sense if you think about it. But if you don't get that context first, to me, it just didn't sound right in my head or on paper or when I said it 18 times to try to make it sound right. But yeah, so I learned something. I thought that was kind of neat.
Well, it's nice and simple and to the point.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Do you want to fuck my front or my back hole? There you go.
But most of them don't like if they've started the process because things. A lot of time their ovaries, they've had them remove, and a lot of the stuff starts changing and feeling not really comfortable for them because they have to lubricate more and all of that. So a lot of them prefer the back hole.
I don't know. I've not really had that discussion. I wouldn't know. But that's interesting.
That was during the conversation I had with Justin on the way to Chicago last year.
Well, oh, okay. This is actually from an actual individual.
Yeah.
So that particular individual. Right. Okay. No.
Well, I kind of figured it out the one night because Justin had stayed with me for a month at the salon. And then one night we went out drinking and he was drunk and he was horny as hell. And I go to the bathroom and I come back to bed and... He's got his ass up in the air, and he's like, I'm horny. I'm like, you want me to do what? I could have.
Okay, so moving on.
Wow. I was like, well, I'm trying to figure out, why didn't you?
Because we were friends, and I didn't want to cross that.
No, you know what? I can respect that.
No, I think because I really liked him, and I had arguments with other people because he was very cute. He's a cute man, but they just saw the body, and I didn't want him to think that that's why we were friends. So I respected that, and it was just
so. Yeah, let him go away all horned up.
The typical. It's almost like a straight guy who, you know, he's drunk, so it didn't happen. But you can suck my cock, and the next morning it never happened. I didn't want that moment to happen.
Why are y'all looking at me like that?
I don't know. We just think that probably had.
Wow. You guys, have trust issues, I'm telling you.
No, we don't have. No, I'm just kidding. I know, you know, it happened to me growing up. You know, we'd have the token straight friend who, you know, drinks.
Wrong mouse. It doesn't work over here.
the majority. Several beers convert on somebody.
Yeah.
But you have to consider, too, you guys were a lot more in touch with yourselves at that time than I certainly was.
Oh, you were touching yourself, I'm sure, plenty.
Yeah, pretty much. But what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? So for you guys to have experiences like that would be much more common than for me, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
And we have really cool lockers now, too.
Yes, the house, dungeon is really, really, really nice.
Yes, I'm going to have to start wearing clothes now to the dungeon so I can
take it off.
So I can take them off and put them in the locker.
Well, I have a feeling.
Well, once we get our Ramada runway, we'll be fine.
Yeah, you know those little. You can get.
You can't see the lockers.
Oh, no.
On the camera.
They have those in the wintertime, too, sometime. They have those panels with, you know. With a see-through.
I can see this. This is going to be start with a roof, then end up with plastic walls. And
yeah.
Before too long, there'll be little lights inside. And it'll be a major.
No, it's not going to start out with just. It's going to start out at the end of what you said.
Mm.
They're going to be all of them things and more.
Sorry,
tired.
We couldn't finish renovating the kitchen floor. We had to put in the walkway.
Well, no, we couldn't put in the kitchen floor. I needed one of those stair elevators for when I'm drunk to get up the back steps. Okay, that's
well,
cool.
Actually true. Yeah.
Well, actually, you can just bring a cot back here and you can all fucking sleep back here. If you can party here and drink here and you can't make it back over there, that's your problem.
Wow.
Just saying.
Mr. Marcus spoken.
We really need to get that elevator. Oh, you the one who wants to put a hair salon on top of my fucking dungeon.
The hair salon's going to bring more money.
Uh-huh.
To add the little maybe pathway to go up to the...
Well, that pathway will be there
well before that.
Well before I put a roof on this guy. I don't think it would be...
Although I miss scaring the guy and his two kids.
That's so funny. Oh, my.
Okay,
my.
So Halloween is next Friday.
Oh, we got to be very careful.
Talking about scaring. So what are we doing on a Friday night here? Now, Alyssa's thing
Friday.
Is when?
Next Friday is the 24th.
It's the weekend of Friday
Not
after.
This Friday, the Friday after.
A week Friday.
Right. The next of...
Is it Friday night?
Yeah.
Because we leave Saturday morning.
I'm not... I don't do anything.
So
like
they're
that.
Not going to be here?
No, they're gone. They're gone over the river. You'll be gone the Friday night, won't you?
To go that was Hills? Kind of the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's only... like so what? It's like... I'm not opening the garage door and turning my dungeon into a dungeon.
No.
Oh, wait a minute.
No, family Halloween party.
Alyssa,
that's this coming Saturday.
This weekend.
This Saturday.
Oh.
Like, we have to get our little our shit together in 4 days.
Huh?
We got enough shit in our
you
closet.
You
got to
make him an Indian costume.
What?
Yeah.
I'm busy. We're going to figure something out. Get a couple of feather dusters.
That's all we need. What?
I have a black leather Indian.
We're going to it's
skirty thing.
It's kind of a straight Halloween.
It's a flap at the front and
it's
the
a
back.
Halloween thing, and we're going to start a flash mob because we're going to go in and do the YMCA dressed as the village people. So there's our built-in costume, the built-in shocking value of what we need to be doing. A few beers and get the fuck out.
Oh, yeah, might have a good time.
We might. Yeah, we might. Anyways, anything else anybody wants to talk about? Did Boy Neil fall asleep? Are you there, my boy? I'm not typing much. What? Oh, we need another one of these.
Okay.
All right, well.
Well, busy week.
Busy week for all of us, yeah.
The house is coming along very good.
Yeah.
December, watch for December. We're going to have a little housewarming / party.
Sure.
Yep. So have a good week, everybody.
We're kind of wrapping this up. Our hour is over. If you have any events that you want to advertise, please email them in. If you want to just email, make any suggestions on the show, say hello, say goodbye, say that we're all fucked, whatever you want to do, it's all good. Well, heck, you know. do keep in check with us on Facebook. We have the House of MNSN up there, and it's got some pretty cool pictures of the dungeon and stuff like that, and other than that, I hope everybody has a really great week. You can say goodbye now.
Yeah, bye everyone. Have a good week.
Yep.
Be kind.
You're going to play hard, you play safe. Thank you.